This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
Pretty fun week, I think. Free agency is always awesome. But before, look, we got to talk about Arik Armstead. I mean, what a career he had with the 49ers. They officially released him today. The two things I think with Armstead, as good as I think he was on the field during the regular season, what he meant to his teammates, what he did off the field for the community. You know, I was nominated for Man of the Year. That is huge. And in terms of being a player, I think when you step up when the lights are the brightest, to me, that's huge. So in 12 playoff games, Armstead had 8 sacks. He had 13 QB hits, and he had 6 tackles for loss. I feel like when the lights were the brightest in the playoffs, he really stood out. He just got off a great Super Bowl. You know, if that's the last game we're going to remember from him with the 49ers and it looks that way, that's a great way to remember him, because he was great, and he played hurt. He had the torn meniscus or whatever it was in his knee. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just for him, I think for any 49ers fan, you just got to give him his props. I think everybody is just going to look back on him fondly and just thanks. Thanks what you meant to the community. Thanks what you did on the field. You know, 49ers fans really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about it last episode. You know, it feels – here's the biggest thing for me, a couple things that I'm bummed about. One, just like Jimmy Ward, Arik Armstead is going to miss the 10-year wall by one season. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Ward was a 49er for 9 years. And then they let him go. And now Arik Armstead, 49er for 9 years, they let him go. The last player to make it onto that 10-year wall is Joe Staley. And with the exit of Arik Armstead, Kyle Juszczyk is now the longest tenured 49er, which means that there are no players on this 49ers team that predate Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, which is kind of an interesting thing. But at the same time, you know, it kind of makes sense. We're going into year 7. With the regime. So, you know, the NFL is
the only player. Yeah. With Shanahan the whole time, essentially. Right. Cause he came in 2017.
So well, and Kittle and George Kittle. Right. Okay. Right. Okay, cause yeah. Kittle was drafted a month after Kyle Juszczyk signed with the 49ers.
Gotcha. All right.
And so Kittle and Juszczyk have been there from the beginning, but Juszczyk predates Kittle by about a month. So
I've heard of that Kittle guy.
Yeah. That guy's pretty good.
I'm vaguely familiar. He's okay.
And speaking of Kyle Juszczyk, took a pay cut or a restructure. I'm still not clear on that. I don't know if it's a restructure or a pay cut, but they did clear up about $2 million in cap space. And yeah, it just, I still think the Armstead release, it just feels a little, the timing feels weird to me because again, while they will get $18 million of cap space for 2024, they don't get to touch that money until after June 1st, which means that they are not going to be able to use it at all for any free agency, right? And so we think that a lot of this, a lot of these machinations, and we've talked about it, what they're doing with the roster, and we'll get into it more, has a lot to do with probably having to extend Brock Purdy next year and talking about the Ayuk extension, and they're going to need cap space to move over or to roll over, but they're going to get $18 million of cap space with this Armstead release. But he still is going to count $15 million in dead cap in 2025, which is brutal. Like that's tough. And what I don't understand is, you know, you probably could have kept him this season. They would have been under the cap, even with all these signings, without releasing Armstead. Because again, they don't get that money until June 1st. So it's not about getting cap compliant. And so it's just interesting. And I will be interested to hear if they ever give kind of a reasoning behind it. But it is sad to see somebody like that go. Again, just a stalwart in the community, a stalwart in the locker room, a leader. You know, Debo Samuel posted on his Instagram stories when the news hit that he was released. And it was just, I think it was like seven face palm emojis, and that was it. So I think some of the players
are locker room.
Some of the players are upset, and that's you know, and we'll see. But yeah, it's an interesting it's definitely an interesting time to be a 49er fan. And like I said, we're now a full-on Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch team. There's no representation from the pre-Shanahan era on this team anymore.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And this free agency period, it's been interesting to me, because we've been talking about on the show that they're in a position right now where they still are playing to win it next year, but they're still retooling for 2025, because you have aging players, because you have contracts that are ending, because you have people that you're moving away from. Armstead is the first one. Now, obviously in the draft, they're going to retool for 2025 and beyond, but I guess I'm a little surprised, maybe I shouldn't have been, but I'm a little surprised at their approach to free agency, because pretty much everything they've done, and we'll get into some of these specifics, but they've been Band-Aids. Now, what I mean by Band-Aids is a one, maybe 2 year fix. Like you just, they're there for a little bit and then you're going to move on. I had to kind of have, is Al okay, Garrett? So we're recording on YouTube. So people, we got some comments here. And I'm a Yankee fan. And someone asked, is Al okay? Garrett Cole news must have hit him like the Jimmy G ACL tear. I'm a little nervous. Cole is going to need Tommy John surgery. They're saying that he doesn't, but we'll see. All right.
Are you excited about Blake Snell though?
I don't
feel
right
like
now
Blake
with the
Snell's
Yankees.
Feels
I
like
can't,
he's a,
I can't comprehend anything. Like Judge is just like a left turn away from being out from the season. And now with Cole, like I can't even deal. What was I talking about? Anyway, so I felt like, but these are like short-term Band-Aid deals for like 1 or 2 years. And then I said to myself, okay, why are they doing this? Here's probably why. And I think we have to, as a fan base or content creators or whatever, kind of wrap our heads around the fact that they're most likely about to pay a quarterback franchise money. Unless Purdy has a horrible season, which I don't anticipate. If he's even somewhat comparable to what he was last year, he's getting a gigantic contract. So because of that, I feel like they're sort of acting accordingly this offseason, at least in free agency, where they're doing these 1 to 2 year deals. And then next year, they say, hey, we'll see what Purdy costs. We'll see where we are. Then maybe you see more of the bigger splashes if they can do it. like you saw with the Javon Hargrave and Mooney Ward and that sort of thing. So
yeah,
before I kind of get into what I think they did, Brian, that's where my head is sort of wrapped around now, why I think they're doing it this way. I mean, am I nuts? Does it sound reasonable?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, one of the things that we said prior to free agency starting is it seems like almost every year this team has done something big either in free agency or in the draft. You know, you're talking about the D4 trade, you're talking about the Trey Lance trade, you're talking about Javon Hargrave, right? You're talking about Mooney Ward and you know, and they've made at least what could be considered a splash. And so far that hasn't happened. And and I think it hasn't happened because in order to make those moves, especially the last couple of years, they did a lot of restructuring. And for all the people that scream that the salary cap is fake, like, I understand the sentiment, but this is like Eric Armstead being released is a direct result of kicking the can down the road so many times with his contract that it became untenable for them. And, you know, mainly because he's a player that has missed some time and, you know, he's just not worth the, you know, the cap hit that they would have, with him on the roster this year. So it really is real. And the issue is that this team is up against it when it comes to the salary cap and the flexibility with the salary cap. And a lot of these players that you're seeing are band-aids. That's not wrong, but you know, part of why they need band-aids is because of the Trey Lance trade and things of that nature. Right. And so I think this is what we're seeing now is fallout from the Trey Lance trade, right? Missing out on all of those picks that they gave up to move up to draft Trey Lance. And then also a lot of restructures to make big splashes in free agency the past couple years. And that's where we're at. But you're talking about a team that is trying to toe the line between still trying to compete for a Super Bowl trophy in 2024 and also not hamstring themselves out of contention post 2024. And what I think and the other thing that I think, and we talked about this before we went live, was it feels like they're trying to get back to a little bit of the philosophy that they had under Saleh and D'Amico Ryans that they seemed to get away from a little bit last season. And that was a defensive line that had two big name stars, right? From 2019 until this past season, that was Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead.
And then it was waves of people, right?
And then just a bunch of guys that were really solid at what they were, but they weren't superstars, right? And you're talking about Samson Ebukam and Charles Omenihu and Jordan Willis and Kevin Givens and DJ Jones and right. And it just felt like there were just waves of dudes coming in. You know, I think about that playoff run in 2021, when they went into Green Bay and beat the Packers, and even the playoff run in 2022, when, you know, D'Amico Ryans was just cooking with gas. And like I said, that defensive line was getting consistent pressure, but it wasn't the same guys all the time. It was just wave after wave.
In 2021 too. I just remember Dak was like shook.
Yeah.
It was just constant pressure and they're just rotating. And so, I mean, that makes sense. That seems like it's the thought process, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you think about it and you're like, all right, well, let's just think about position wise, right? Like, so let's think about the edge spot opposite Nick Bosa. Who was there this season? Well, it was Chase Young, it was Randy Gregory, and it was Drake Jackson before he was injured. Not a lot of production out of that. Now you bring in Leonard Floyd, who has averaged 10 sacks a season for the last four seasons. Like, that's already more productive than that three-headed monster that they tried to have with those players. So right now, at edge, you did get an upgrade with Leonard Floyd. And not only that, but Leonard Floyd is actually decent against the run as well. And then you look at each...
They haven't had a player opposite Bosa, I don't think, I forget the year, but with more than 6.5 sacks in quite a while on that edge spot.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit.
And then you look at guys like Yeter Gross-Matos, who is just a very flexible player that you can have play outside or inside. And then you look at Jordan Elliott, who is a run stuffer at D tackle. 310 pounds. And then you look at the guy that they
just... Is he a run stuffer? Because here's the thing. Okay, so listen. I saw the stat go through that he had. It was his run stop percent or whatever. His run win percentage is good.
Run
so
stop.
I didn't know anything about Jordan Elliott. I don't know anything about the guy. So I'm trying to just research him. And everything I saw was negative. His PFF scores are in the 40s. People who write for the Browns were like, you know, in the run game, he disappears. He takes bad angles. He's missed like 11% of his tackles. I saw one that was 11%, one that was 8.7%. In every, I'm just kind of like around Twitter, wherever, just trying to find stuff. Every Browns fan is like, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. And then you go through and people are like, well, yeah, I saw this stat. He's, you know, he's a good run defender. I don't know if he is. Is he?
You know whose ass he kicked this year? The 49ers. He kicked their ass. In Cleveland.
Did he have a good game? Maybe.
Yeah.
Did he? It was that game and they were like, hey, look at this guy.
And then Leonard Floyd also kicked the 49ers ass.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.